Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's Feliciano. Audio mode day 12. So, this evening was pretty crazy. So, we came to the airport in Tijuana, Mexico, for those that know the area, it's Baja California. So, it's our first time coming with my sister and my dad on our own because we're not really familiar with the area, and we had Google Maps on the way in to the airport, but when we were leaving the airport on the way back, our network didn't want to work, and I even went ahead and turned on the data roaming, and it was still not wanting to work with Google Maps, and I tried iOS Maps and it wasn't wanting to work either, so it seems like the signal wasn't strong enough. It had said that I was on a 3G network, but we had gotten a little lost for maybe about 10 minutes or so, huh?
Yeah.
And I'd say it was kind of scary because it's a little bit before 12 o'clock midnight and Tijuana is not the right place to be lost at. So we were hesitant about stopping at a gas station, and thankfully it was a security guard, but even then it's still kind of scary because it's hard to trust people here at night. And then he gave us direction and it wasn't all that great, and we kind of got more lost. So then we got to another place where we saw a taxi cab, and he was willing to give us direction, and he was like, take this all the way up and make a right. And I told him, well, can you take us there? And he's like, yeah, but I'm gonna have to charge you. So I was like, how much? And he said $10. So we probably drove for about 6 miles, and he took us to the line that we needed to be at, which is the Línea de Otay. And he himself was a little lost because he even asked another taxi, like, hey, how do I get over here? And he like missed a turn, and we're over here chasing them and stuff. Then he got a little lost, and he tried to wave down a car, a random car, okay? And the car, of course, just didn't pay attention to him. So I told him, you know, we're not going to pay until we get over there. And he wanted to leave us about, I'd say, 800 feet away from the line, and it wasn't visible still. And we told him, no, well, take us like there where we could see the line and then we'll pay you. And he was like, oh, but I can't go over there because I can't cross, I don't have a passport. And well, that was the deal, that he was going to take us there. So he took us, we saw the line, and he was a little upset, like he was a little mad because he was like, now I don't know how I'm going to get back. But he could figure it out, you know, like, as messed up as it sounds, he told us that he was going to take us there, so that's what the deal was.
And,
sorry, I have Google Maps going. But other than that, we'll see how my data roaming charges go, because I attempted to use it, and I'm not sure if the connection was actually met to where it took data. I'm with Verizon Wireless, and international roaming is $4.99 a megabyte. I'm sure it didn't take up a megabyte. Well, at least I hope it didn't. Well, even if it did, it's just $5, I guess. It was totally worth paying the taxi guy $10, though, because I don't know how we would have made it back, and those streets are not the busiest when you pull into the wrong street. And the last thing you want is to be on a lonely street where there's no other cars, and it's just scary. So that's pretty much all I wanted to boo about and share my experience, our experience here in Tijuana. And I, for the first time, you know, usually when we come over here, we usually have someone that's used to driving. And when we have came without having someone that's familiar with the area, it's during the day, so it's like really nothing to worry about because it's daytime and there's a lot of things going on. So we'll talk to you guys later, and you guys have a good start to your weekend.